Hello, my ladies and germs. Welcome back to Gateway to the Gameway. They're talking about Sniper Elite 3. Sniper Elite 3 was released in 2014 for the PC, PS3, and Xbox 360, and I think was ported over to PS4, Xbox One, one later time, but I don't know. This game makes Metal Gear Solid with the sniper missions from Hitman. It takes place in back in time, maybe, I don't know. Oh, and it required you to go take out some people stealthily and with a sniper rifle. It's in the name. But enough with that. This game is great. I think that it balances itself with stealth and using the sniper rifle easily. They've added a bunch of new mechanics and harder difficult mechanics like, you know, bullets being shot are muffled by nearby noises, say like fireworks or something like that. In harder difficulties, you get things like bullet drops and wind directions. But mainly this game takes place in Africa, where your goal is to take out some people with the sniper rifle or just to straight out shoot them with a wheel rod. At least I think of what the weapon is called. I don't know. I don't about certain guns from the past and the future. And it makes sense. I don't. Well, you know what? Enough of that. Well, mainly, I think this game works really well. The story is great. The game is well designed. And the fact that there is a sort of like kill cam system, but instead of like just seeing where the bullet shot, the game slow-mos the game, and you can see where the bullet was shot, but you can see the insides. So if you want to shoot some guy in the balls, you can do that. If you want to shoot some guy in the eye, you can do that. You want to blow up a guy, you can do that too. You can shoot anywhere that a body part exists. Really, this game basically encourages you to be creative with the way you play the game. From using the sniper rifle, or using only sniper rifle, or just, you know, going loud, or just staying stealthy and attacking without the sniper rifle, or fully loud with assault rifles and pistols, but to stay silent and attack with stealth. But there is some still problems. I think that the sniper gameplay gets really old, and on some points, the stealth is mandatory, which after a while gets really, really annoying. I think the cutscenes get repetitive after a while. And I think harder difficulties are, you know, a little too hard. I mean, they're meant to be hard, but, like, they're making it, like, you have to determine the wind direction. Like, that's pretty hard, because there's no UI. There's no telling you where the wind is going. You just have to guess. And you also have to account for bullet drop and stuff like that. But, you know, even through all of that, the game is still good. I mean, right now we're in the fourth game already, which takes place in World War II, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about Sniper Elite 3. But really, that's really it I have to talk about. Well, except one more thing, they're also just a little, I'm not, you know, basic sponsor, I'm not really sponsored by anyone, but like, in later, we're going to get Sniper Elite VR, which something you should check out. It could be on PC VR and the PSVR. I want you to all check that out when that releases. But I want to see you guys next time. Bye-bye.